The story centers around Blue Jay, a DJ at a fictional tribal radio station in Oregon's Willamette Valley.
And good afternoon, and a good day it is indeed.
Kirby Brown plays Blue Jay, who informs and entertains his listeners through the COVID-19 pandemic and the 2020 wildfires. But Blue Jay also struggles.
One of Blue Jay's tragic flaws is that he just doesn't ask for help. When the stuff starts hitting the fan, that's when we gotta hold each other tight.
The big mystery in the play surrounds an incomplete wooden canoe Blue Jay has in storage. The reason why it's been left undone unearths a past tragedy, which has given Blue Jay survivor's guilt. Marta Lou Clifford and Teresa May co-wrote Blue Jay's Canoe. Both have specific lessons they'd like the audience to leave with.
I want them to leave with the importance of stories, the importance of family, and how they are all connected.
Indigenous stories are not artifacts. They're not myths from some time past. They carry knowledge for the present.
The storyline also weaves in traditional teachings and legends, told through a spirit person named Heron, who will eventually be key to solving the show's mystery.
Did you ever hear a story that saved your life?
Blue Jay's Canoe runs through November 23rd at the Very Little Theater in Eugene. For National Native News, I'm Brian Bull.